This is Jay Sekulow. The UN says that Iran is on the threshold of developing a nuclear weapon.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We're down now, and we have been for some time, to two choices. Choice one is Iran gets nuclear weapons. Choice two is somebody takes military action against that program. That's where we are.
Iran must be held accountable for its actions. The United States has increased our sanctions on individuals within the Iranian government who are associated with this plot and Iran's support for terrorism.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I don't think it's worth waiting around for. If you miss it even by a few weeks, then Iran's response is nuclear retaliation.
We will work closely with our international partners to increase Iran's isolation and the pressure on its government.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. We're turning our attention to international matters. We have gotten off our letters going out to the Air Force Academy of the situation we talked about on Monday and Tuesday regarding the really discriminatory acts against Operation Christmas Child. But in the news today, and something our governmental affairs team's working on as well as our Jerusalem office, is the situation with Iran. The UN Atomic Agency Commission came out with its report, and unfortunately, it verified what we all suspected, that Iran is not only what I think the most significant threat to world stability, but is very close to developing nuclear weapons, much closer than anyone ever thought. And the leadership of the UN's agencies on monitoring Iran's development of nuclear weapons also completely kept us not only in the dark, but really provided a false sense of timing and security, Jordan. It's pretty outrageous what's happened.
Yeah, remember Mohammed al-Baradei, who resurfaced during the Egyptian protest movement? He was the former head of the IAEA, kind of seen as a very European, forward-thinking liberal. Well, the Bush administration was never very happy with him, but he had confirmed through the IAEA reports that in 2003, Iran had stopped their nuclear program. And, Dad, I'm going to play a soundbite from Waleed Ferez, because this is exactly what happened, Bite 3.
Well, because we are not ahead of the curve. What has happened, for example, in 2003 is that an intelligence estimate told us, well, the Iranians stopped. Stopped what? They stopped the public search for a nuclear program, and they went underground with it. And meanwhile, what we are discovering now are things that have been happening over the past decade and significantly over the past 3 to 4 years.
And what this shows is that basically we were lied to, and the administration was buying it. And although the Bush administration was very, very concerned about al-Baradei to begin with. But the reality is we are on the threshold, folks, of a serious, serious situation with Iran. I want to ask you a question, and this is a very direct question. If military action was necessary against Iran, would you take it? Would you be willing to have the President of the United States take military action against Iran? And do you believe that Iran is a threat to the United States and to Israel? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And we're going to be taking your calls about Iran, its threat to the Middle East, its threat to the United States. And would you support serious action? I'm telling you, this report from the IAEA, Jordan and Than, is outrageous. Than, there's also some congressional response coming here, which is important as well.
Yeah, there's a big effort in Congress, Jay, to ratchet up the sanctions that have been in place on Iran. I have to tell you, military action might be in play here, but this is something that the government needs to do right away, Jay. I mean, I'm talking about this week, next week. This has to be done at a very minimum. We can get into specifics when we have just a bit more time here.
All right, we'll go through the specifics when we come back from the break. Folks, we want to take your phone call. How do you view the Iranian threat? The statements that Iran makes, their threats to Israel, the threats to the United States, do you take them seriously, and would you support military action? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And Jordan, as we get ready to go to break, we need people to get behind. There's a whole series of legislation we'll get into where people can support direct sanctions, at least sanctions, not military action, but sanctions against Iran.
And this is all supported by bipartisan support. President Obama would put his name on it. We just need to get it done very quickly. Call now, 877-989-2255. Iranian leadership threatening American military leaders, saying, you kill any Iranian Revolutionary Guard, we're going to be killing your generals. Threaten to start riots in the streets of America. Call now, 877-989-2255. No excuses for these not to be passed as soon as possible. The next couple of weeks at least, 877-989-2255.
troubling new evidence against Iran. A respected international agency has uncovered an active and dangerous program in Iran to fast-track the manufacturing of nuclear weapons. What's worse, Iran's president, who continues to threaten to wipe Israel off the map, rejected the new findings, calling them absurd, and said Iran won't retreat, quote, one iota from its nuclear program. This is a critical time. The United States must take dramatic action against Iran. There have been sanctions in place for years, but with this new nuclear threat, it's now time to ratchet up the pressure. It's time for tough new sanctions against Iran, focusing on their financial and energy industries, as well as their military. Stand with the ACLJ and support current legislation in Congress that would bring the hammer down on Iran. Tell Congress enough is enough. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at ACLJ.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're bringing you an international report in conjunction with our offices in Jerusalem, our offices at the United Nations in New York, and in Washington, D.C., our government affairs office, because we've all been working on this and reviewing data overnight. A report came out from the International Atomic Energy Association, and what's interesting here is the IAEA Board of Governors has issued a report and said, although Iran said they'd stop developing nuclear devices in 2003, the fact of the matter is the IAEA says they have continued that development. There is also, and this is important, that the extent of the findings are pretty significant here, and one senior administration official said the computer modeling was done of a particular, and that was a particular concern because there's no application for these kind of studies other than development of a nuclear weapon. So we've got a potential nuclear Iran here on the threshold of threats to Israel and threats to the United States, and the UN now acknowledging that, in fact, that their development process is well on its way. Now, Jordan and Than, let's put an analysis in it. Then, Than, let's talk about the concrete steps in Congress for the sanctions. Then we're going to take a lot of your phone calls because we've got to get things moving here. I want to explain it to everybody, and then I'll give the call to action.
Yeah, let me say first, Dad, I wanted to play this soundbite from John Bolton because there is a lot of issues involving, well, this is about, you know, Iran always goes that this is about Israel, Zionist America. Listen to this soundbite, and I want to tell you what I experienced last week on Thursday, Bite 9.
The Arab states, Saudi Arabia, the other Arab states of the Gulf region, don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons any more than Israel does. So while they may criticize Israel publicly, quietly and privately, they will be very happy that Iran has come to the fate that it will.
Dad, I was in Doha, Qatar last week and picked up the exact same thing from their government media, which is in English, about the possibility of this report coming out next week. Because these countries who, again, publicly criticize Israel, privately are serious enemies of this regime, and they feel that if Iran has this capability, they'll be trying to take them down, and Iran has said that. The Saudis, the Emir in Qatar, and Bahrain, you've seen the Shia protest movements that have been happening in those majority Sunni countries because a lot of the labor force comes in from Iran as temporary workers, and now Iran is asking those folks to rise up. A lot of them have been kicked out. They've kicked out those temporary workers, those countries, because of this Iranian threat. And a nuclear Iran would mean that those countries then would ask the United States to provide them with the technology to protect themselves. So then you'd have everyone in the Middle East, which is why China supports new sanctions as well, armed with nuclear weapons.
Yeah, the reality of this is quite significant and sobering. I was talking to some of our folks in our office in Israel, and they know that the threat of this is real. Fan, let's go through very, very directly here what our options are, because, folks, I want to talk about the potential military action because it might be necessary, but there's a first order of business, which is serious sanctions, because so far we really haven't seen serious sanctions. In fact, let's play soundbite number one. This is Secretary of State Clinton earlier in the year.
Iran must be held accountable for its actions. The United States has increased our sanctions on individuals within the Iranian government who are associated with this plot and Iran's support for terrorism.
I mean, what you need to remember is the plot. It was just a month ago that there was an attempt to assassinate the Saudi ambassador and blow up the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., and it was all backed by the Iranian government. So, Than, let's talk about what are the specifics here that we're asking our people to support at the in the House and Senate.
Sure, Jay. I mean, first of all, sanctions are the best way to avoid war. This report that just came out actually underscored that. They said that the sanctions that have been in place have slowed down Iran's ability to develop these weapons, but they haven't stopped them. That's why we have to update them. There are three bills that are pending right now. There are actually a lot, but there are three main bills that most of the House and Senate are behind, and they do three things. They focus on Iran's energy sector, the financial services sector, and the military sector. And basically what it says, if you are going to engage in business with Iran, and you are going to help them further their nuclear capacity, we are going to do everything in our power to stop you. We're going to freeze your assets. We're going to freeze your bank accounts. We're going to do everything to stop you from helping them. And so you best not even try. So, Jay, they're trying to stop the capability, but they would also be a way to disincentivize engagement in the first place.
One of them is called the Iran Threat Reduction Act of 2011. There's the Iran, North Korea, and Syria Nonproliferation Reform and Modernization Act of 2011. And on it goes. We've got three bills. Folks, here's what I need you to do. I want to make a direct statement so that Than can start developing this on Capitol Hill, because I think this is the most serious threat from a national security standpoint we've seen in a long time, and that is a nuclear Iran. So I need your help on this. I want you to go to Washington, D.C. with me. And you can't go there in person, but you can go as part of our team. We've got a petition going up supporting these three bills, which will start serious crippling sanctions against this regime. Here is the number. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, but let me encourage you to take a stand here so that you can really go with us to Washington and start getting these sanctions in place, because this is serious business, folks, with Iran and their nuclear capabilities. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And by the way, we have a great DVD about this called The Export. When you call that number, you can find out information about getting it as well. Again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Let's go to James calling from Michigan online 2. James, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, James.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Your show is great. My comments are, we need to take immediate military action, and if the president will not do that, I think Congress has the right to institute impeachment proceedings.
Well, I don't know about impeachment proceedings, and I don't know what the president is or is not willing to do, but I think we have to have all options. And Jordan and Than, the White House has said all options are on the table. You know, you get into a war with Iran, folks, it's serious business, though. Don't kid yourself. They've got a real military. It's going to affect oil prices. Are we going to be willing to pay for that? That's a real issue. I've met in our offices in Europe with a very high-ranking U.S. official back several years ago who said ultimately the only way to bring down that regime other than military action is to economically devastate them. How do you do that? You cut off their ability to get oil out, which collapses their economy. Now, we had a chance a couple of years ago when those student protest movements were growing, but the White House, for some reason, didn't back that one. But, Jordan, we don't want war here. No. What we want is a solution.
No, I mean, a war is serious for Israel. It's serious for our troops. And, you know, even with the pulling out of troops out of Iraq in a year, you've still got a huge amount of U.S. military in the Persian Gulf that Iran would be directly targeting if there was any kind of conflict. Now, the question is, if we get these sanctions put in place, but they don't back down, see, they can the bills stop getting paid. So the Iranian Revolutionary Guard isn't making as much money. Those ground troops aren't as likely maybe to fight for their country, and you may then open up another opportunity for a regime change in the country if the checks stop coming. A lot of this stuff is funded because people in that Iranian Revolutionary Guard who protect the Ayatollah make millions of dollars a year off all of these oil companies and businesses. If that money stops coming, they're not necessarily willing to die because of their nuclear ambitions at the top leadership. So we do not want war with Iran, but they are pushing us, making threats to the United States, making threats to the Gulf, to the Muslim world, to the Jewish, of course, to all of Israel and to America. And basically, it's Iran versus the world. Maybe North Korea is their partner, but that's not a very good partner for them to have. So again, folks, we have a unique opportunity here to do something serious to stop this before more action is necessary. But we need you to call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And Dad, I will say very quickly, the reason why that oil had not been cut off, why we have never done that, and though there is the authority, the U.S. could do it. I'm not sure the rest of the world would. We could do it. It would seriously impact Iran, even though we don't get their oil because the way the market works. Our prices would skyrocket. Everybody's prices would skyrocket. It would be economically very tough, and the American people would have to be willing to make that decision as well. That would be another way possibly to prevent military action. But if you're Israel right now, Dad, I mean, listen, you're right on the line. They tried to blow up your embassy here in Washington, D.C. They tried to kill the Saudi ambassador and blow up their embassy here. I mean, this is right at the tipping point.
There's no doubt about that, folks. I want to tell you this, that Congress is speaking out on this, and this is where you come in. I want you to take a really direct action here. And, Than, very quickly, we've got to move on this. You mentioned before we went on there, we got to move on this quickly. We don't have months for this. We have days.
Yeah, well, here's the bottom line, Jay. 76 members of the Senate already support this, 349 members of the House. So the consensus is already there. They could do it quickly. They could send it to the president. And, Jay, one of my favorite things about this, it doesn't give the president a choice. It says you must implement these sanctions and you must report back to us with what you've done. So it basically takes that decision-making away from him and requires him to do it. They could do it next week.
All right, here's what I want you to do, folks. Go to the phones right now. Here's the number. Everybody, let's stand for Israel, stand for our own national security interests, and stand against Iran. And let's get those sanctions in place. Let's back up Congress on this. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We want these sanctions in place. I need you to sign this petition, 877-989-2255. You can also find out how to get the export DVD. But let me also encourage you, you can go to the website, aclj.org. You can sign online. It's that easy, aclj.org. And as I said yesterday, we're in the middle of a matching challenge. Anything you donate, tax-deductible gift to the ACLJ, we get a matching grant for. So I encourage you to go to aclj.org and make an online donation as well. The rest of you, go to your phones right now. Sign on to this letter, this petition, so we can get these sanctions in place. 877-989-2255. We're standing up for our own self-interest. It's an okay thing to do. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on aclj.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com. Troubling new evidence against Iran. A respected international agency has uncovered an active and dangerous program in Iran to fast-track the manufacturing of nuclear weapons. What's worse, Iran's president, who continues to threaten to wipe Israel off the map, rejected the new findings, calling them absurd, and said Iran won't retreat, quote, one iota from its nuclear program. This is a critical time. The United States must take dramatic action against Iran. There have been sanctions in place for years. years, but with this new nuclear threat, it's now time to ratchet up the pressure. It's time for tough new sanctions against Iran, focusing on their financial and energy industries, as well as their military. Stand with the ACLJ and support current legislation in Congress that would bring the hammer down on Iran. Tell Congress enough is enough. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at ACLJ.org.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We got our international teams engaged. One thing you're seeing about the ACLJ, you listen to this broadcast, you get our emails and news alerts, get our newsletters. We've got offices all over the globe. We are working on whether it's a domestic situation like the Jesus statue in Montana, whether it's the situation at the Air Force Academy we talked about earlier this week, or now the Iran and the International Atomic Energy Commission and what all that means. Our teams are working on these things. Than is leading up our government affairs efforts on getting these sanctions in place. Again, we are trying to get this moving. We want real sanctions because even the UN says Iran is a nuclear threat, a serious nuclear threat, and that could destabilize not only the region but the rest of the world. Here's that number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let me play soundbite number 8. This is John Bolton talking about what do we do with a nuclear Iran.
We're down now, and we have been for some time, to two choices. Choice one is Iran gets nuclear weapons. Choice two is somebody takes military action against that program. That's where we are.
That's John Bolton, who, by the way, is in our DVD, The Export, so I encourage you to get that. You can do that by calling us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones. A lot of calls are coming in.
Yeah, let's go to Roger calling from California on line one. Roger, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, guys. You guys are awesome. You guys are usually great. You guys always kind of bias. But, look, I'm a Christian. You guys are Christians, I believe, correct?
Right.
All right. So there's a solution. There is a great solution, and it's a change of paradigm. You know that, Jay. You know that people can switch their minds the way they see them having nuclear weapons is not something to be afraid of.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
Iran having a nuclear
weapon
is not something to be afraid of? They're calling for the extermination of Israel, and that's just because Israel's in the way of getting the United States. They were going to blow up embassies in the United States last month.
Yeah, I mean, and I think what Roger understands, the paradigm shift mentality on the people of Iran has happened. We saw that in 2009. But the world let them be beaten back. They were ahead of the Arab Spring, those people. And we weren't willing to go on TV and have our presence go on TV and say, it's time for you to step down. We did that for others, but we didn't do that for the Iranian protesters. So I think the mind has changed on the typical Iranian on the street. The problem is Iran is run by a couple of Ayatollahs and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which is 100,000 highly paid, highly trained. Even the Israelis have said these are some of the best troops. They started Hezbollah. They started Hamas. This is, again, these individuals are who run the country with over 70 million population and the nuclear program. It's not the people, which is another reason why we need to do everything we can right now so that we're not having to attack Tehran and we're not having to attack people who were asking for our help just a couple of years ago in the streets. Remember, they wrote their signs out in English for a reason when they were being shot at by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So, Roger, I do think a paradigm shift has changed with the people of Iran, but the leadership structure, they tried to overthrow it, they got no international support, and we're now stuck in this situation.
Let me play for you soundbite number 12. This is John Bolton. And, again, I'm going to John Bolton because he's an expert on this. He's been on this broadcast before. Let's play soundbite number 12.
We're in a race against the technology and the science here to stop that Iran from reaching that objective, and we're losing, and we're going to lose.
That's what I'm concerned about. So we've got to cripple them with sanctions first. That's the idea here. Again, folks, we've got three bills in the House of Representatives that we're supporting. The Iran Threat Reduction Act of 2011, the Iran North Korea Syria Nonproliferation Reform and Modernization Act of 2011. And the idea with these bills, quite frankly, is to make sure, Than, that real sanctions are put in place that would have real economic consequences.
Yeah, real sanctions. That's the best way to avoid war. And I just want to kind of follow up on what the last caller said, Jay. Remember who issued this report. This was the United Nations. I mean, this was not the United States. This is not an entity that typically runs to the defense of the West or to Israel. This was the United Nations even acknowledging that Iran is at this point. So the time has passed. And the other thing that I mentioned to Jordan during the break, Jay, this bill, I mean, Roger wanted to say we're biased. We're supporting a bill that's sponsored by Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey, and Howard Berman, a Democrat out of California. This is something that all of Congress now sees as the way to go. We've got to push them to get it across the line.
All right, folks, we want your help on this. Here's the number, 877-989-2255, signing on that petition endorsing these acts of Congress that would put real sanctions in place against Iran. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's take another phone call.
Robert calling Texas on line 5. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, good morning. Hey, I had a two-part question, and I'll just try to spit it out here real quick, and then I'll get on the radio and listen to your answer.
All right.
But my question goes basically like this. How is this any different than Korea, say, a year or two ago? And the second part of it is the difference the fact that it could be, say, between the U.S., the U.N., trying to follow up with the sanctions of the Iron Mountain report from the 60s.
Robert, I think the big difference here, North Korea is alleged to be working with these programs on the nuclear program in Iran. That's no surprise. So is one rogue Pakistani scientist, some Russian scientists. And let's remember one thing. Iran has never said we don't have a nuclear program. This is only about, are they trying to develop weapons? And what this report closes with at the United Nations, this is a UN report, not US, not Israel, not separate entity. It's endorsed by the UN. It ends with what they have done is shifted their military technology to create weapons, to create warheads, nuclear warheads, which they were creating up until 03. They just shifted the computer models. They shifted all of the research. They've shifted the military leaders to the education world, so from military to civilian, trying to hide the program. This is coming from the UN. And to follow up really quickly, Robert, on why is this different than North Korea, here's why. China, North Korea is so reliant on, yes, they were able to try to test launch those things. It fell into the ocean. But we really knew that Chinese were not going to let the North Koreans get out of hand, and they had that kind of power. There isn't that kind of entity right next to Iran. I mean, Iraq certainly is not no place to do that. The United States military that is there is not like having China next door to North Korea. And Israel has a population of 7 million with great fighter pilots, but it's not at all the same because of what you've got geopolitically, the situation there.
So that gives you kind of an assessment of where it is, and that's why these sanctions become so critical. Jordan, we have time for one more very quickly.
Yeah, we could take one more call. Who do you want to go to?
Charles, how about we do that out of Georgia?
All right, Charles in Georgia on line 3. Charles, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Charles. Very quickly, please.
Okay, I just wanted to say the sooner the better Israel hits Iran and takes them out as far as their nuclear capability, the better off. It's just the question is, can Israel stand alone because we have a corrupt Congress?
Yeah, Israel can't stand alone. They need international support. Now, I'm telling you this much. Israel is preparing for what may be a unilateral action if necessary. Jordan, those are the reports we got from our team this morning. I've been on the phone talking about that. That's the reality. I mean, it's a very tense situation in Israel right now because they know this is serious.
Yeah, I mean, it would be unilateral or Israel and the Gulf states versus Iran, but the Gulf states have military capabilities that are basically provided by the U.S., and they have some fighter pilots, but it would be more about letting Israel use their airspace to get into Iran. But let me tell you something, folks. Our troops are there, whether we like it or not. If that strike happens, we're engaged. They're going to be firing at us. They're going to be shooting rockets down on U.S. soldiers. If that moment happens, it may start unilaterally, but we will be fired upon. And there are Iranian agents in the United States. We arrested them. We're prosecuting them just a couple of weeks ago, trying to kill high-ranking government officials. So they're here as well. Hezbollah in Mexico. This would be a real problem, which is why we must act now. Call 877-989-2255. It's standing with Israel, but it's standing for the United States of America. 877-989-2255. Call that number right now.
Hey,
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.